We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Now, amazing day for humankind. I feel like we take a lot of for granted, you know? Like, remember a couple weeks ago, NASA rammed a spaceship into an asteroid to try to knock it off course? Well, it worked. They did it. It worked even better than they expected. It's off course. If dinosaurs could have figured this out, they would be alive today, but they didn't. It really is hard to believe. We live in a country where scientists who are smart enough to target and hit an asteroid that's 11 million miles away live right next door to people who are so dim they think vaccines turn you into a refrigerator magnet. I guess it keeps us on our toes. The successful test means that in the future, we could probably alter the path of an asteroid to make it miss Earth, or we let the asteroid hit us, just depending upon how things keep going from here.
Now it is time to play the radio game show that everybody loves, Ku Klux Klan or conservative. Listen closely and see if you can tell the difference between a current conservative commentator or politician and an actual member of the Ku Klux Klan. All right, get your buzzers ready. It is time to play Ku Klux Klan or conservative. Let's go.
Joe Biden's 5 million illegal aliens are on the verge of replacing you.
The government of this country is on course to replace us with non-Europeans, non-white people.
And coming from all over the world, they're also replacing your culture.
All the people coming in, it's even affecting the culture of the country.
That's right, they want you to disappear.
We need to actually get up and fight for the white race, or there ain't gonna be no white race.
They care more about the illegal immigrants at the border than they do the American people. They're giving out handouts to them.
Our country just don't care about us Americans. It's all about a handout to all the illegal immigrants.
If you're white, you have to go to the back of the line, discriminating against white people.
There is racial discrimination going on right now in this country against massive numbers of white Americans.
Anti-racist is a whole weird ideology that, quite frankly, tries to make white people second-class citizens.
White Americans are being treated as second-class citizens.
There are now two standards of justice.
It's a dual system of justice.
The foreign-born population is now growing by 132,000 people every month.
The non-whites are reproducing rapidly.
Eventually, there'll be no more native-born Americans.
Our people are having few children. We've got to start protecting our race.
How precisely is diversity our strength?
So how is diversity our strength?
And I'll point out, listen, the Democrats are the party of the Ku Klux Klan.
These are dangerous times.
And of course, our former president, who's always on the wrong side of everything, disagrees. He weighed in this morning on his discount social media platform. He wrote, "Bring back Columbus Day." Last time I saw him get this worked up was when he posted, "Bring back the McRib." So, you know, here's an idea. How about we bring back Columbus Day, and you bring back those classified documents you stole, okay? There are some new developments in this story. The special master has ordered the Justice Department to return any documents they seized from Mar-a-Lago that are not privileged or government property. That includes the box marked Eric with all the little air holes punched in it. We also learned that the Justice Department believes Trump may still be hiding classified documents, which this is incredible. According to the New York Times, at one point when the archives were trying to retrieve those boxes he took, you know, they asked him for them first. Trump floated the idea of trading some classified documents for documents related to the investigation of his campaign's ties with Russia. So not only was Trump aware he had documents he shouldn't have had, he wanted to use them as a bargaining chip to get even more documents he wasn't allowed. What a deal maker. This is like if you walk out of the Louvre with a bunch of Picassos and you're like, all right, I tell you what, I'll give them back for a Van Gogh, okay? It's not how it works. And you know what? It's not how it works, and he knows that. He knows he's in trouble. So once again, he's out on the road trying to drum up support from the dummies who still haven't had enough. The Build a Wallapalooza tour made a stop in Mesa, Arizona yesterday. Trump spoke for almost 2 hours, no intermission. His new thing is trying to pretend, he's trying to say other presidents like Bush, you know, Obama did similar things with their documents and no one did anything about it.
Bill Clinton took millions of documents from the White House to a former car dealership in Arkansas, kept classified recordings in his sock. They say he left the White House with recordings in his sock, and they found them in his sock drawer. And they didn't find him. He found them, I guess. I don't know. Somebody found them, but they were in the sock drawer. Jimmy Carter sent the nuclear codes to his dry cleaner. You know that, right?
He's like spam come to life. He's like some idiot tells him something, and he runs with it. He just keeps repeating it. And none of that would excuse intentionally stealing and leaving classified documents laying around your golf course. But it's all a plan. The whole thing is him priming the pump to get people to riot when he inevitably goes to prison, which I have, which, hold on a second. I'll save it for tonight. But so anyway, Maroon 45 also made a stop in Minden, Nevada, where he appeared alongside Adam Laxalt, who's another clown capitalizing on his family's name. Laxalt is running for Senate in Nevada and has been drinking gallons of the orange Kool-Aid along the way.
Let me ask you something. Do we miss the Trump economy right now? Do we miss Trump gas?
Well, Melania doesn't, I'll tell you that. When his pants aren't full of Paul Laxalt's face, Trump has been workshopping some new material at his rallies, including this puzzling assertion.
2 years ago, think of it, 2 years ago, everything was so good in our country, and now...
And now... By the way, remember when we had to ration toilet paper and the parking lots were makeshift morgues? That was 2 years ago, okay? That was... Those were the days. But and even funnier, you know what specifically happened 2 years ago this week?
President Trump, a short time ago, flown to Walter Reed Hospital after both he and the First Lady tested positive for the coronavirus.
2 years ago, he was being medevaced to the hospital like a wheezing manatee, like Operation Dumbo Drop, and he's longing for those days.
As the midterms intensify with less than 5 weeks to go. Now, obviously, the midterms are deeply consequential for the future of our democracy. Republicans have nominated pro-Trump election deniers up and down the ballot across the country. And while the opposition party historically is always heavily favored to perform well in off-year elections, Republicans are stumbling toward the finish line after several of their pro-Trump MAGA candidates have just fully imploded. A MAGA candidate in a swing district in Ohio reportedly lied about his military service. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Oz has been accused of killing over 300 dogs in his scientific experiments. And Georgia State candidate Herschel Walker, who favors a ban on abortion, is dealing with the fallout from the bombshell allegation that he paid for a girlfriend's abortion, among many other shocking revelations that should, in a healthy democracy, be disqualifying. The craziest thing to me is the GOP just never runs out of ways to shock you. The Democrats no doubt have their flaws, but the GOP is like a magnet for all these pathological liars with incredibly sordid pasts. I can't even begin to imagine who Trump is going to endorse next. You know, I was watching House of the Dragon, and I thought, I like this Damon guy. I like him a lot. Bad wig, great guy, big sword, and we need more swords. We need more swords in D.C. With all these crooked Dems running around, we need a sword. And I said, Damon, before I endorse you, is there anything I should know
Is there anything I didn't know about you, Damon, that might get me in trouble? And he said, I am both married to and sleeping with my niece. And I said, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Walker, in particular, was handpicked by Trump, despite repeated warnings about his troubled past. But it seems like that might actually be what attracted Trump to him, because according to New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, who just written a 600-page tell-all about Trump, he actually enjoys degrading our institutions, bringing out the worst in people and proving that there is no rock bottom. There's no bare minimum level of decency required of public figures anymore.
Does he want the Herschel Walkers to win to prove this point? Does he want more damaged Republicans in the party?
He wants to show that nothing matters. And one of his goals, and I write about this, is he believes that everyone is just like him. Everything is a transaction. Everything can be exchanged. Everything can be reduced to a deal. There are no red lines. And so to show that there are no red lines always makes him happy.
I honestly didn't think there was anything that made Trump happy, but now we know there is one thing, making the rest of us miserable. Like, his mood will never change, but if he brings our moods down enough, his sour existence will count as happy. And
Herschel Walker is under attack by the usual suspects, the lamestream media, the woke left, his children. But what's the real story? Well, I've been watching Fox News for 498 hours straight, and I'm ready to explain why Herschel Walker is the biggest victim of cancel culture since the Choco Taco. I don't care if Herschel Walker aborted baby eagles. I don't care if he aborted baby kangaroos. I don't care if he aborted baby otters. I've been banned from all the petting zoos, and I don't give a f- I'm sorry, but we're supposed to believe all these stories from Herschel Walker's kids? They've never even met Herschel Walker. Even if he did pay for that woman's abortion, that just proves that he's a gentleman. Sorry, feminazis, but chivalry is not dead. I mean, what is an abortion if not stopping a freeloader from coming across the southern border? What would Jesus do? Seriously, I'm asking. Herschel represents American values. Football. College football. We are so close to controlling the Senate. We cannot let our dreams be crushed by one unplanned pregnancy. Wait. I don't care what Herschel Walker did, as long as he gets in the Senate so we can stop other people from doing what he did, which he didn't do. Ugh! It doesn't matter what Herschel Walker did in the past. It matters what he does starting now. He got caught doing what? Jesus. Starting now.
This is why I don't leave the house. Say the coast is clear, but you won't catch me out. Oh, why? This is why.
Most people would shy away from the cameras if they were under federal investigation for stealing highly classified documents from the White House. But in a speech this week, Trump actually bragged that the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago gave him free publicity.
You probably read and heard about the document hoax. Has anyone heard about the document hoax, helicopters flying over Mar-a-Lago? Well, they've given us about $5 billion worth of free publicity, I will say. People said, it's a nice house. If it weren't so nice, they probably wouldn't be doing it because, you know, it gets ratings. When they look, they said, that's a beautiful place.
Maybe the search got publicity for Mar-a-Lago, but I don't think it's good publicity. I've never walked by a hotel surrounded by cop cars and circling helicopters and thought, ooh, that looks like a fun place for a little rest and relaxation. Let me look it up on Yelp. 4 stars, excellent breakfast buffet, very few murders. I like those odds. But then Trump made it even weirder when he managed to pull everyone in the audience into his mess with him.
No other president has been harassed and persecuted like we have. I speak on behalf of you, too.
On behalf of you, too.
They're harassing all of us because we all stole those classified documents together. I'm including you guys. You were there, too. You said, Donald, take the nuclear blueprints. And I said, are you sure this is legal? And you guys were like, yeah, go for it. And I said, okay. But only because you, the audience, this audience, told me to. It was your idea, not mine. We all remember it. We all remember it. You said, do it. I said, maybe not. And then you pressured me. You bullied me. So, FBI, if you're listening, you better bring a whole lot of handcuffs.
So Trump wants to prove that nothing matters, that there's no bar anymore for public decency, that everyone is just as bad as him. The problem is, for most of us, he's wrong. There are still red lines. I mean, let's remember, this guy has been rejected over and over by a majority of voters. He only fell ass backwards into the presidency the one time because we have an insane system where the loser gets the job. I have a feeling if the framers have been capable of imagining Trump at the time, they definitely would have bailed on the Electoral College. Like, if Trump had existed in the 1700s, you know, in those tights, a powdered wig, Tri-Corner Hat just downing gallons of ye old Diet Coke, selling scam products like, I don't know, tea that makes your penis bigger or whatever. Insulting beloved American politicians, the framers would have come up with a better system. George Washington, he's a loser. Have you seen his boat so small? It can only fit like 9 guys. Not even enough room for him to sit down. He has to stand in the front like a dog. Like, if the Founding Fathers had come up with the Electoral College and then they met that Trump, they would have been like, oh, quick, somebody invent whiteout. We got to undo this. The point is, Trump is wrong. Most people do still have red lines, and that's why they've rejected him over and over at the polls. Trump has exposed the GOP as morally bankrupt over and over and over, and now it's happening yet again as they rally around various Senate candidates engulfed in scandal. There is simply no lie too bald-faced for Trump. He'll say anything. If he thought he would get away with it, he'd tell people who is best friends with Bono and The Edge and say,
I speak on behalf of you too.
Seems like there's always news about former New York mayor and scarecrow you made from stuff you found on Grandpa's nightstand. Rudy Giuliani. Please welcome to the Wait Late Show the ex-president's ex-lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
That's an outright lie.
What is?
Whatever you said, I deny your allegations that I'm partying in Times Square while the feds close in.
Well, I never made that accusation, but you are clearly in Times Square.
Well, of course I am. It's where real New Yorkers go to eat real New York bubblegum shrimps and watch the ball drop every night on New York Eve. Start spreading the news.
Okay, so I see you're still drinking wine.
What? No! Outright lie. This is just my favorite drink, Diet Pepsi. Taste the rainbow.
Okay, Mr. Former Mayor, so I have to ask about your legal troubles. You are the target of multiple investigations into your efforts to overturn the 2020 election with wild conspiracy theories.
That's just what they want you to think. In fact, I'm being pursued by an AI program on Hunter Biden's laptop that secretly controls voting machines to elect President Liz Cheney, which is short for Lizard Person Cheney.
No, it's not. Mr. Mayor, making that kind of evidence-free allegation in the court is the reason that later this month you could quite possibly lose your license to practice law.
Outright law! Outright lie! No! Law! Lie! No! Law! Lie! I don't practice law. No rehearsals. I just get out there and improvise. I'm a jazz attorney. Hit it, Lewis! Do-ba-ba-do-da-da, stolen ballots. Diddly-bop-bop-bop, martial law.
That's enough. Thank you, Lewis. I gotta say, that was actually pretty good.
Well, then don't forget to teach, Susan. I'm out here in Times Square dropping stacks for cash. Also, sometimes I sing jazz.
All right, Mr. Former Mayor, speaking of your finances, is it true that your only source of income is now your radio show?
Outright lie! But also true. That's why I'm proud to announce that this interview, like my radio show, is brought to you by MailChimp.
You can't sell ad space on my show. Anyway, why would you be sponsored by the marketing platform MailChimp?
No, not that MailChimp. I'm talking about a MailChimp. His name is Beans. He's a chimpanzee at the Bronx Zoo. He gives me 10% of his bananas in exchange for legal advice.
I've got to say, sir, it's hard to see the man who was once America's mayor fall so hard. You're under investigation, you're shilling on the radio, clearly drinking heavily. You do not seem well.
Outright lie, Sharon. I've never been healthier. I just had my physical, and they said my liver was too big to fail.
Former President Trump said in a speech yesterday that he is being targeted by the FBI because, quote, they want to silence me. Hey, it's not their fault. The only way to truly silence Trump is to sit him down for a deposition. The New York Times just recently reported that officials suspect Trump may still have even more documents in his possession that he is still not returned to the government, in addition to the materials the FBI has already seized from Mar-a-Lago.
New reporting by the New York Times, which NBC News has confirmed, reveals that the DOJ told Trump's lawyers in recent weeks they believe Trump still has more documents he has not returned to the National Archives. The New York Times reporting that it's, quote, the most concrete indication yet that investigators remain skeptical that Trump has been fully cooperative in their efforts to recover documents.
Oh, does the Justice Department suspect that Donald Trump may not be fully cooperative? That's like a guy with claw marks all over his face telling you his cat wasn't fully cooperative with its Halloween costume. Of course Trump still has more government documents in his possession. He's not the kind of guy who's good at returning things. If Donald Trump borrows your lawnmower, you're gonna need to buy a new lawnmower. I bet the copy of Goodnight Moon he read his kids was stamped with property in New York Public Library. Now, before we move on, which one of those was harder for you to imagine? Donald Trump mowing a lawn all by himself, or Donald Trump reading Goodnight Moon to a young Eric and Don Jr.?
In the great green room, and it was what a room, one of the greatest, one of the greenest. And just the most beautiful mush you've ever seen, just gorgeous. Gorgeous mush, gold-plated mush.
Even after 18 months of pleading from the National Archives in an FBI search, officials think this guy might still be holding back documents that belong to the government. I can't even imagine the sheer sense of impunity and entitlement you have to have to just completely ignore the law like that. Now, as we told you last week, Trump appealed a ruling in the case over his stolen documents directly to the Supreme Court, hoping the Trump appointees on the court would bail him out and intervene to slow down the investigation. It just so happens the appeal was addressed specifically to one particular justice with a personal connection to Trump.
Attorneys for the ex-president made an attempt to block DOJ's criminal investigation by asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a ruling by an appeals court that gives the DOJ access to classified documents that were seized at Mar-a-Lago.
The justice overseeing the 11th Circuit, whose decision Trump is appealing, is none other than Clarence Thomas. Now, in addition to being arguably the most conservative justice on the court, Thomas is also the husband of far-right activist Ginny Thomas, who, in addition to pushing bonkers QAnon conspiracy theories to Trump White House officials, also personally worked to try and help facilitate Trump's attempted coup.
Trump must have been so psyched when he found out the justice who would review the case was Clarence Thomas. Well, now the Justice Department has responded to that filing with a filing of its own, urging the Supreme Court to stay out of the case altogether, telling the court Trump has no legitimate ownership of any of the classified documents under review.
The Justice Department sending a clear message to the Supreme Court, stay out of the Mar-a-Lago documents dispute.
The Justice Department asking the Supreme Court to reject Mr. Trump's request that the court clear the way for the documents to be turned over to his lawyers and a special master for review. The Justice Department says Mr. Trump cannot make any personal claim to the papers and has offered no evidence he declassified them.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious there's no reason the Supreme Court or any court should step in to delay the investigation because the classified documents are obviously not his. Do we really need nine people in robes to tell us if this was just stuff he brought with him from home? Trump's acting like a guy who got fired and then tried to leave with a copy machine. You guys were all here on my first day. I had my tiny plant, my Wayne Gretzky bobblehead, and my industrial-sized copy machine. You remember, Barb? You helped me wheel it in. Remember, some of the documents Trump stole were nuclear secrets. Are we supposed to believe those were his and he just brought them with him from home? Like, before he was president, he was looking at aerial photos with a magnifying lens. Mel, I'm seeing some very interesting images from the drone flights I commissioned. Mel, you're gonna wanna see that. Mel, honey, you have to take out your AirPods. Well, you can't hear. No, why are you putting headphones? Mel, don't put headphones on over the AirPods. Oh, Mel. The various scandals engulfing Herschel Walker's campaign and the GOP's decision to stand by him no matter what are just the latest examples of how Trump has completely transformed the GOP. Even as he remains under multiple serious criminal investigations, they remain fully captive to Trump, a man who is much like Herschel Walker constantly spewing
boo. The series finale of the January 6th hearings. Remember those from the beginning of July? They spread it out like the last season of Better Call Saul or something, but Liz Cheney and the gang are back expected to present new evidence that Trump knew there would be violence in advance of the insurrection. The committee has emails from the Secret Service that will prove he was well aware of what was happening and what was going to happen, despite his lies to the contrary. Trump knew and purposely did nothing about it. They told him his supporters were revolting, and he's just sat there. He said, no, they always smell that way. They're, thank you. You know, sometimes the classics are. But Trump was said to be furious that the Secret Service wouldn't let him go to the Capitol himself. Chocolate Mussolini wanted to be there to lead his army of the dumb, but the Secret Service pulled a Melania and ignored him. And of course, whatever the new evidence may be, it's unlikely to move the needle on the right. They won't even look at the evidence. They could have Trump on video saying, I hereby order my mob to invade the Capitol, kill Mike Pence, overthrow democracy, and make me president for life. And they'd be like, well, what about Hunter? That laptop is very questionable. It's once the January 6th hearings are wrapped up, we can then finally focus on the other 850 investigations of Donald Trump. Trump wants the Supreme Court to step in to rule on this dispute he's having with the Justice Department over the classified documents he stashed in the basement at Mar-a-Lago. Interestingly, the way jurisdiction worked out, Trump's request went to, of all people, Clarence Thomas, who is the most pro-Trump justice. He will decide whether the court will weigh in on this. If he says no, Trump's not getting any help from anybody, because Clarence Thomas's wife is a QAnon. Her name is Ginny, for God's sake. That's all you need to know. But the Department of Justice says these records Trump has are so sensitive, it would be a threat to national security if the special master they appointed even looked at them alone in his chambers. Well, what could be in these? What did Trump take? I hate to even say it, but is it possible he has Colonel Sanders' secret recipe? It's whatever it is, it shouldn't be on the floor at a golf course, let's say. Trump has been playing this, every president does this card lately, so much so that the National Archives put out a statement yesterday pushing back. How much time has this government wasted refuting this man's lies? He says things he knows aren't true. The election was stolen, the calls were perfect, the documents were mine, it goes on. I know what he's doing. Is this just what happens when I try to put my kids to bed? He's stalling. He's 76 years old. His plan is to just keep kicking the can until he kicks the can.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.